It's Saturday Live with the Sassy Scribe. Well, it's second Saturday Art Walk, and we're getting towards the close of the downtown Saturday Market. So I'm starting my day, of course, at the Saturday Market. I'm getting all of my organic greens. I'm so happy to see so many vendors here, and people are gearing up for Earth Week. It's going to be just amazing. I'll report on that for you on Wednesday with Wiser. But Art Walk is tonight, April 13th, from 5 to 9 p.m., and you can drive, park, walk, and get artsy. So what I thought I would do is I'm going to rent one of these nice bikes on Central Avenue, and I'm going to kind of go around and look at where the destinations are and give you some of the cool things that are going on. It's going to be really fun. I know that I'm going to start my day here with the Foodie Lab, because the Foodie Lab's in the Warehouse Arts District is right on the Pinellas Trail. So I've got my bike and here I go. I'm going to stop in first for a little nosh, a bite to eat from the Bagel Babe or maybe Shaner's. FYI, folks, the second Saturday Art Walk at the Arts Exchange campus at 6 to 9 o'clock. 7C Music will feature the Dive Bombers. Terrific. And then this weekend, next weekend, they will continue their music. But let's get going. Let's take a tour of what is going on for Art Walk. This is a preview, so come down 5 to 9. And remember to download the Art Walk map. You can get that from the Arts Alliance webpage. So here we go, folks. I'm starting off at the Craftsman House where, oh boy, hey, there's the Florida Folk Festival. Live broadcast, Craftsman House. That show is so great. Go to RadioSaintPete.com. You can listen to it live, or you can listen later on. But I'm riding by. Hi, guys. How you doing? Pete, what's going on? So they are open, of course, for Art Walk. I love the Craftsman House. It's so antique-y. There's a gallery, a cafe, and a working pottery studio. Also in the district is Sugar Cream Clay. That has handmade ceramics by Allie Case during Art Walk. And, oh, yes, going by the Clay Center of St. Pete on First Ave South, there's a pot. That's a pottery center, and they host classes and workshops for all ages. It's great to think about doing that for the summer. But that's going to be open for Art Walk, as is St. Pete Artworks. I like this cooperative gallery. They have 33 local artists. And this month, Plastic Undone, Julia Art by Carol Shelton. You can see that in our Let's Go guide on the homepage of our website, RadioSaintPete.com. Then I'm going to stop by, oh, I'm looking in here, Morella Clamato Art Gallery. It's a fine art gallery. And this month they show Oceans of Flowers by artist Angela Warren. And I'll stop in at a Revela and Company. So I'm still in the Grand Central District, checking out and previewing what's going on tonight. There's the Creative Clay Good Folk Gallery, Folk Art Gallery, and live music by Emily Turnagon tonight. The Work, W-E-R-K Gallery. I like this place. They have some really interesting local artists. This month, Spectrum is on exhibition. And the Woodfield Fine Art Gallery is closing up a wonderful exhibition. You need to go there. Another favorite of mine is Articles Fine Art and the Leslie Curran Gallery, riding by here, 1234 Dr. M.L.K. Street North. This is a collection of contemporary artworks and custom framing. In fact, our good friend Steve Kenny will be at the Dolly showing one of his incredible paintings that they've acquired April 13th, 14th, and 15th. Check with the Dolly. He'll be in town. He used to show there. The D Gallery, also at MLK Junior Street North, is also open. That's fun. They've got Latin American and Florida stuff and Glass of Life. I love the glass studios here. Jordan Kalagian will be reporting on the Duncan McClellan, the Zen Art Gallery, and of course, you've got Imagines. The other place that is open and closing out, the Sister Gertrude Morgan exhibit, also on our website, RadioSaintPete.com, under audio blogs, the Woodson African American Museum of Florida. New to the Deuces, and you can listen to Karen Carmichael's interview with the executive director of the Deuces, again, RadioSaintPete.com, go to the audio blogs, is the Old Time Tradition. And it's an eclectic mix of traditional and contemporary art pieces, including paintings, sculptures, and African pieces. So now I'm back to the Central Arts District. Oh, my legs are so tired. I'm going to stop and have a little coffee at Bandit Coffee. I love their iced coffee. Delish. So the Morian Arts Center and Glass Studio on Central, that is open for Art Walk. It's First Squeezed, Emerging Artists in Florida. That is really one of my favorite shows this month. the Art Lofts of St. Petersburg, as Moonscapes by Jules Cousine. Be Stark Art has a fundraiser for Florida Rat Rescuers Network. It has Upcycle Works and Photography on show. Florida Craft Art is featuring Animal Attractions, and that is a terrific show. And then Studio at 620 this month is going to be open for Art Walk with Exceptional Voices, an exhibition of K through 12 student artist works presented by the Pinellas County Schools. They do such a great job. Shapiro Gallery will be open on the Waterfront Arts District, also in the Warehouse Arts District. The Clay Co-op and Zen Glass Studio will be open. Clay Co-op is featuring a members throwdown and works by Ellie Becker. Also at the Warehouse Arts District, we've got Studio 521 with artist Lucy Westfall, the Minister Gallery, the Duncan McClellan Gallery, wonderful sculpture garden. I love hanging out there. The Jason Hackenworth Studio, the Factory St. Pete, and the Drew Mark Gallery. I'm telling you, it goes on and on. We'll talk about Wild Spaces Gallery in a future program here, but they are going to be open as well. Moonlight Creations with work by Gillian Probert. Eris Gallery, Six Star Studios, and Art at 400 this month, showcasing Dreams of Spring. Well, I am so tired of riding my bike. I tell you what, folks, I think I'm hungry, so I'm going to ride my bike and park it in its spot. I rented this bike. It's so easy to do. You can rent a bike. You can rent a scooter. I'm at Pin Walk and Bowl, my favorite Asian place. I can't decide between that and Hawkers. So listen, I say, until I see you again, I toast you with a Sapporo, and I say, arigato. Thank you very much from the Sassy Scribe, Saturday Live.